The University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, does he like lemon-flavored cookies? Yes, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always, as I'm choking down the remnants of an oatmeal cookie there I found.
Do you like lemon-flavored
cookies? Yes, I do.
Do you like lemon squares?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
Keep going. I like them all.
You like lemon-flavored things.
Yeah, oh, no.
I live in the house with... my wife does not appreciate like lemon-marinated things.
What?
And I mean, you cannot...
With capers?
Yeah, I know. That's... You cannot not like lemon-flavored things if you're Italian. Yeah. It's part of who we are.
Pardon me. What are you doing over there?
We're parched from all the lemon cookies.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I think that Dan didn't realize he was opening the Canada Dry so close to the microphone.
Yeah, I heard this hissing noise over my left shoulder.
I had to run over here with the ginger ale.
What's going on over here?
We can do it next time when Kendra is here and pretend like it's a snake and then she'll scream. Oh, my. Professor Dan Maggio is here and he's... is this Canada Dry with cranberry?
Yes. I'm completely sugared up.
Cranberry ginger ale.
Nice. I love Canada Dry. Love Verner's too, but I love
Canada
Dry. Do you
want some?
Would you like some?
I'm good. I'm good.
I have cups.
Where are the copper cups here? Let's get down to it. So you are a Canada Dry guy. I know this.
No, but she offered it and it looks, it's good. I like ginger ale. I like ginger.
Sure.
So I need more sugar.
Mm.
So I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
you do some pretty serious holiday baking, don't you?
I do. Yeah. But then I give out cookies to all my friends.
Yeah, that's such a great idea.
My husband does wild turkey and ginger ale around the holidays, and I call it a turkey leg.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
Nice. That's why everybody drinks turkey legs.
Nice. Nice. Not just a fruit processed turkey leg poured into a cup.
Yep.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here.
Hello.
And you're just drinking coffee.
No, I was drinking coffee. Oh, okay. Now I'm drinking
cranberry
ginger ale.
Okay.
Cranberry
there you
ginger
go.
Ale.
We have a longstanding tradition of understanding many, many different kinds of ginger ale in Detroit because, of course, we're the home... A place of Verner's, the very first pop ever in the history of the United States, but also Canada Dry was just across the river. So Canada Dry's got its own bite. It's nice. Very nice stuff.
Dry and from Canada.
Yes.
Unlike me.
You're
from
wet.
Canada.
You are from Canada.
Not especially dry.
Have you been swimming today? No. Like, what am I missing here? And last but most certainly not least, Professor Stephanie Conant is here.
Hello.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize too, the autographed photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on the Facebook. Dear Matt and panelists, I never knew how much mindless trivia one could write while waiting for physical therapy on his new knee. A bulk of these questions were written while waiting in my doctor's waiting room. I couldn't help but tap on their Wi-Fi signal. Thought it was a good use of my time before the therapist comes and runs me through my paces. Please enjoy the following questions. I hope they prove challenging and entertaining for the panel. Warmest wishes from Valencia, California. It's Frank Burrows.
Frank, that sounds like a wonderful use of your time in the waiting room.
We're excited about you sending us these questions, Frank.
Hopefully you'll get well soon.
Yes, absolutely. Physical therapy. I know that you've been spending a lot of time, Professor Conant, doing physical therapy lately.
Yes, not personally, but my son has been. Yeah.
Yes. So do you have to like watch him do it?
I do. Yeah, I don't have to, but yeah, I do. They let you come back.
Okay.
It's better than sitting in the waiting room watching Curious George 87 times.
Again and again.
Reading highlights magazines.
Sudoku till you die.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. All over the map for sure. What famous boxer was nicknamed the Boston Strong Boy? It's a relatively common Irish sounding name.
Sean
Marion
Seanster.
Sean Mick Seanster. Bodie McBoatface.
Irish name.
Yeah, actually.
Seamus.
Jack Dempsey.
Seamus.
No, it wasn't Sean.
Kelly.
Patrick.
Wasn't Patrick. I've actually known multiple people with this exact three-part name. John L. Sullivan was his name.
I've
known many, many people by that name.
But he went by Sully, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Gotta say. Yeah. John L. Sullivan, the Boston Strong Boy. In The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, what did Becky Thatcher's dad do for his career? That's a great question. How do you like
bail
that?
Bail bondsman.
You know, it was in the legal profession.
Oh.
It's a
but he wasn't a lawyer.
Attorney.
He was a DA.
Do you serve papers?
No.
Repossessor?
No. It'll make perfect sense when you hear it.
In charge of juvie.
A sheriff's deputy.
Well, we're not doing too good here. This is
no.
Stumbling out of the gate here.
Becky Thatcher's dad was a judge.
Oh.
Judge Thatcher.
She was referred to Thatcher
in the book. It's been a while since I've read it. Tom Sawyer. We should do that again.
I just remember them being trapped in the cave with Injun Joe.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. On a standard piano, how many of the keys are black of the 88?
Ooh. 33.
It's 36. I'm giving it to you because we were not on a good streak there. 36 it is.
We need all the momentum we can get.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you it's right, even though it's not right.
Right. That is a thing that you just said. I mean, you have to.
That is a number.
Come on, Stephanie.
We're going to give it to you.
We've done this before. You got to be really good at that. You ask a question in class and someone responds with the, 14th grade equivalent of my cat's breath smells like cat food. And you're like, you just said something. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That was an interesting answer.
I have
now, what I was looking for was.
Yeah, there we go. Speaking of a person who was really, really good at making stuff up, who won the Nobel Prize in 2016 for literature?
Oh, was it Bob Dylan?
It was Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The lyricist extraordinaire. I just
he
remember.
Did he show up, right? Or did he show up?
He didn't go.
Remember.
He didn't go because he didn't know about it?
No,
or
he knew
he
about,
care
it.
About it.
He didn't, just didn't think
didn't
it was go. Appropriate to go.
That's sometimes. Interesting.
I don't remember why. He didn't go, though.
I don't know much about Bob Dylan, but a buddy of mine in high school got on a big, big guitar kick and bought a whole bunch of Dylan songbooks. And I remember him coming up to me. Steve was his name. He's like, hey, check this out. I'm learning this one. The name of the song was Bob Dylan's 245th Dream. And I'm like, wow, there's so much I have left to learn about this, this
like
songwriter.
He was a brilliant songwriter. If only he had refrained from singing.
Yeah, something like that. What's the equivalent of face for radio?
Oh, yeah.
A voice.
Voice for records.
For records.
But people buy them.
Oh,
by his
records. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's
his
good
voice
music
appeal.
Yeah, but he mumbles some
of them. Yeah, I mean, he wrote songs that a lot of other people recorded too, but a lot of them we wouldn't have heard if he hadn't recorded them. It's just unfortunate that the voice came along with it.
What two countries completely surround Lake Geneva?
Switzerland
and
France.
France. Yes, we are from France. Two countries sharing Lake Geneva, France and Switzerland. What was Pretty Boy Floyd's real first name? I think we're going to have a lot of boxing questions. Pretty Boy
wasn't
Floyd.
Wasn't he a gangster?
Was he?
Yeah, Pretty Boy Floyd was the gangster.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Pretty Boy Floyd, the gangster.
Alan.
Was his first name.
Seamus. Patrick.
I don't know. He seems like an Alan.
Alan.
Alvin.
Alvin.
No, it was not. Let's see.
Horace,
you know what?
Theodore.
Shares a first name with a gentleman who will be departing the university in just a few days. Used to be one of our panelists over the last few years.
Chuck.
His office is right over there.
Charles.
Yes, Charles. Chuck Hokett. Leaving us soon for greener pastures in conjunction with 850,000 other people and 1,000,001 retirement ceremonies over the next couple of weeks. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
I want to have the gold watch.
It is really exciting. Mass exodus.
Yes, it is. What animals, we're looking in Stephanie's direction.
Nice. Uh-huh.
What animals are described by the modifier ovine with an O?
Would you say
ovine?
Ovine.
Sheep
is what it says here. Sheep is what it says. Yeah. Sheep are the ovine.
Sheep. Yeah.
I didn't even
ovine.
Have to answer.
And instead bovine is cow.
Yeah. Right.
Feline, canine, etc.
I want to know what is goats. You know, what vine is goats?
I know lupine means rabbits, if I remember correctly.
No, lupine was it?
Lupine. Oh,
wolf.
No, it's wolves.
Yeah,
wolves.
Vulpine. I was thinking that's foxes. Dang it. I had rabbits in my head just a minute ago.
Okay.
Rabbits and bears. Oh, my.
Ursine is bears.
Ursine.
Yep.
I'm just going to give up. What the heck are the rabbits? What is the only U.S. state which borders a Canadian territory.
Oh, Alaska.
Alaska, yes. We have our map back. That's kind of a big deal.
Our pins are gone.
Up on the wall.
So we have to...
Do we have to find the holes and replace the pins?
No, we'll just start it from scratch.
Yes, from The Simpsons. According to this map, the next state we're going to enter is entirely purple. That wouldn't be Michigan, though. Apparently we're orange, according to this map. Yes. Where would one find the Siege Perilous?
Is it in the body?
Perilous.
Is this like one of the parts of the brain?
Is it on the planet Earth?
It is in the fantasy minds of planet Earth, yes.
Fantasy minds. Is it Middle Earth?
No, but medieval is a pretty good place to start. It's in literature, yes.
Oh, literature.
Siege Perilous.
Mm-hmm. Literature of mythology.
Well, Middle Earth would have been J.R. Tolkien. So. Mythology.
It's mythology of Britain. I'm trying to narrow it down for you.
Was it Arthurian?
It's Arthurian. It is Arthurian.
Okay.
Yes.
Does it have to? Is there a rabbit there with big sharp pointy teeth?
I was going to say. Was it ever made into a movie?
I just trying
totally,
to understand.
Totally screwed up the word for rabbits, and you guys are going to never let me forget it. Lepine, son of a gun. I knew it would come back to me. Because there was the classic 50s horror film, it was Night of the Lepus, where they had made the rabbits bigger and they were attacking the people even though they were just sort of...
I'm sorry, I'm going Monty Python with this right about now. That's awesome. No.
But it is Arthurian. You know what it is? A siege is not a siege like to take over something. It's a chair. So this was the empty seat at the round table that was left for the knight who would find the Holy Grail. So the Siege Perilous.
Oh.
It's like
the empty chair.
Like an empty chair, yep. Like leaving an empty chair for a
life. Or like literally, so does that mean
you guys can come up with new names as opposed to chair people? You guys could be siege people or something like that?
If we quit and leave it empty.
Because nobody's going to take the chair again.
Something like that. Something
you could
like
be the
that.
Siege Stephanie.
Yeah.
The biology siege.
The siege the Stephanie. Siege.
Oh my God.
The siege and the liege.
There you go. What is the name of the cat from Disney's animated Cinderella?
Was it Figaro or Cicero? One of those?
No, Figaro was in Pinocchio.
Figaro, Cicero.
It is an appropriate name, but it definitely doesn't leave much room for subtle allegory.
What?
Fatso?
No, he was a very mean cat. Disney's Cinderella cat was trying to eat the mice that were her helpers.
Oh, Gus and Morty.
Yeah, you're going to have to think about it whilst we take a break. And we're back. I really think
Surly?
That to figure out the name of this cat in Mr. Burroughs' questions to us here, thanks again for sending them, Frank, you're going to need to get just a little bit more satanic.
Oh.
Lucifer?
Lucifer was his name. Huh. Lucifer the cat. Okay. He was always hiding under the piano waiting to eat. Gus and Morty, is that right?
Oh.
The name of the
I
mice?
Know what it was
poor
Gus.
Little mice.
Little Gus.
Gus. Fat, chubby mouse and thin one. Yep.
They were really cute. Really, really cute. Let's see. This animal's archaic name was a camelopard. Almost like the word camel. Camelopard. What is it commonly called today?
Camelopard. But like a llama?
Nope.
Alpaca.
Mm-mm.
Like a camel leopard mix?
It's sort I mean,
like
that's
a
what
liger,
it looks like on paper, but,
like but a,
it is definitely not.
If you had
those
to draw
things.
A camelopard,
does it have a hump?
It has a slight curvature to its spine.
Is it
its
like a warthog or something?
Long.
Like scoliosis.
It's got a
giraffe?
Long spine. It's a giraffe, yes. A camelopard is a giraffe.
All right.
A giraffe.
I don't believe it.
I felt very, very badly for my first grade son the other day because the older two were cartooning as they do with their spare time. And I asked, what the heck is this thing? And my middle son says, it's a girafficus. And I'm like, oh, it's like some sort of like Tyrannosaurus giraffe hybrid. He's like, no, Dad. It's a Pokemon. And I'm like, well, that's great because your little brother thinks that it's a real animal because he doesn't understand the difference between something that's a Pokemon.
It was actually a whistle pig.
Or a taco cat.
Oh, a taco cat. That's awesome.
Or a camelopard. leopard.
Yeah, whatever.
Camel
yeah.
leopard.
Who's a camel leopard? Mm-hmm. Whose personal secretary was named Leona Ponsonby? Ponsonby. Yeah. Whoa. I've never
Churchill.
Heard this. No, but you're thinking English and you're thinking right.
Was it one?
It is Margaret Thatcher. Oh, fictional.
Mm-hmm. Sherlock Holmes.
No. Another good guess.
Think.
Mm-hmm.
It was English.
Ponsonby's an English name.
That's fictional, not you said?
James Bond.
It is James Bond. James because Bond. Moneypenny Bond was James Bond's secretary.
Oh, yes. The one that always had the hots for James.
That's right. Miss Moneypenny, pardon me. Jeez. It was the 50s, at least at the beginning it was. How many states make up the country of Australia?
Four?
Or five.
It's not four, it's three. Not five.
Three?
It's not three.
Wait, eight, I just Queensland, got done playing Risk. I
New
swear
South
it was four.
Wales, Regina.
Five, I said states?
Six. Oh.
It's six.
Six. Oh, okay.
Six. Yeah, Jim was actually trying to do it by naming them all. That's
I was doing it by
deal.
Playing Risk.
Yeah. A six also doubles as the population of Australia. That was a really poorly placed joke. Like 99% of those states is open, arid wasteland, and then the people live on the coast. The end. That's the way that country / continent.
But they live around works. The coast,
yeah. Right? Exactly.
In Darwin, in Brisbane.
What river?
Sydney.
Does the bridge called the Hammersmith span?
The Thames.
The Thames River. Jim, yeah, you've sailed the Thames?
Hammersmith is
he
a borough
swam
of
the
London.
Thames.
There you go.
I have not swum the Thames.
No,
I've been on the Thames.
That's
yes.
what I meant. That's what I meant.
In a boat.
Taking the Thames, yes. There is a U.S. state, zoom in, that has a Thames in it. A Thames.
Connecticut.
It is Connecticut. How
yep.
do you know that?
He swam that one, too.
I've crossed it in Connecticut also.
Do they have their own, like, small-scale mini Hammersmith?
No, I don't think
Does
so.
Do they have a London Tower?
There are some English names for things in Connecticut, but I don't think that's one of them.
No.
How about this question that will give Jim basically the trifecta because he's the only one who's going to get it right. Name the three ports the Titanic picked up passengers before setting sail to New York.
Oh, Southampton, Cherbourg, France, and Cork, Ireland.
It says Queenstown. Is
well,
what it says.
That's what it was called then. Yes,
there you
Queenstown.
Go. There you go. And you got them in the right
well,
order.
That
they changed the name when Ireland got its independence.
Yeah. That's right. The Irish Republic.
Yeah, it was called Lucky Port at one point, right?
Yeah, right.
Lucky Port.
Lucky Port.
We're changing it.
Well, you know, there was a priest named Brown who a wealthy family had... They offered to pay his way first back to... Ireland. He was from Ireland, so he wrote his superior, and the superior said, okay. So they bought him a first-class ticket on the Titanic, and he took a lot of pictures on the ship the first day until they got to Queenstown. And they had actually said that they would pay his way all the way to New York, but his superior said no. So he got off at Queenstown and was later quite glad that he had.
I'm certain of it. Wow. I mean, we heard all this week about the trauma of George H.W. Bush's tour and how he was very lucky to have survived the plane crash. He was the only person that did and then decided one day, this is a sign that says I'm supposed to be here, therefore I have to dedicate my life to service. So, crazy events. Who's older? Everybody knows my favorite movie is Back to the Future. Who's older, Michael J. Fox or Leah Thompson?
Leah Thompson.
She is. By how much?
2 years.
10 days.
Wow.
10 days. Michael J. Fox.
Saucy.
Saucy indeed.
Yes.
Hmm.
I did a Chevy commercial with her eons ago.
Really?
Yeah, I did the storyboards for Leah Thompson commercials.
So you met her?
No, I did not.
Aww.
Doggone it. But I did have an autograph photograph to me, though.
Oh, very nice. So, very
comes
very
in handy.
Nice. What is the main difference?
Comes in handy for what?
I don't know. It makes a good mantelpiece.
Okay.
So, not that I have a mantle.
What is the main difference between apple cider and apple juice?
About $2.
Also true. Partial credit.
Apple cider is fermented?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's not pasteurized?
Well, pasteurization actually can happen with both, so it's something a little more
specific. That's right. Remember, that was one of those things.
It's got pulp in it.
Yeah, it's the solids. Solids remain in a cider.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, juice remember, you know, Kathy used to talk about highs being non-pasteurized?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I cannot let this go by without bringing up from The Simpsons, Ned Flanders, when they go to the cider mill. Now, listen up, kids. If it's clear and yellow, You got juice there, fella. Yeah, it's exactly.
I feel like I missed a lot in life by not watching
this. Leaves of three, let them be. You know, it's that sort of thing. What is the name of Uma Thurman's character from the Kill Bill movies?
Oh, one of my favorite movies.
She has three names in the movies, but what's her name?
Oh,
name?
One was The Bride.
The Bride is one of them.
Yeah, she's okay. The Bride.
But wasn't
what was her, it was her assassin's code name?
Mm-hmm. They were all snakes.
Yeah,
if that helps.
Yeah, well, like them.
She, not Viper. She wasn't like Viper. Because Viper, she killed the house.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm trying to remember her real name.
It was color and then the name of a snake.
Yellow? Black.
Black Mamba.
Black Mamba.
Oh,
but
okay.
What was her real name? Because it was a really, really good joke in those movies.
Was it like... Oh, like...
Throughout both movies until the very last scene... Bill is seen calling her by the diminutive,
like something like
Kiddo, but that ends up being her last name. He was actually referring to her by name. Her name was Beatrix Kiddo.
Oh, Beatrix. Okay.
He's like, nice shot there, kiddo, you know, making it sound like it's some sort of old.
The last scene Western. In the first movie is one of my favorite scenes in all movies.
It's pretty cool.
That her between her and Lucy Liu.
That's right.
Just from the music to the just
choreography. The yeah. Well done. Very well done.
That previous comment I made about whatever she Lucy Liu apologizes for the previous comment she made about her sword skills. I actually think when I sent a set of questions in here, I had a question from that scene.
Really?
Oh. And she said, oh, that really was a Hariya Tanan
Katana. Oh, the sword.
The knives. Yeah,
sword. Yeah. Yes. And she gets scalped.
That's right.
Anyway, that's a good movie.
Yikes.
Excellent.
So are you a Tarantino fan, Dan?
I would say so.
Okay. You seen
Not
Hateful,
by choice, just by...
Hateful Eight? Have you seen Hateful
No,
Eight?
But I've seen... did he do Inglourious Bastards?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Django
that.
Unchained?
Yes.
Okay.
And obviously Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
I like his style. I love Uma Thurman.
Yep. Well, she's pretty much in every one of them. So
yeah, there you go. He does like her.
What singer accrued the unfortunate nickname... The Walrus of Love.
The Walrus of Love. Wow.
Kate Smith.
Oh.
Is that a comment on the body?
I believe it's on the body type of this male singer.
Male singer.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf is a good guess.
That's a good
Pavarotti.
He can't get enough of your love, babe. That's all I have to say.
Get enough of your love, babe.
Oh, baby.
I can hear the song.
I can't
get enough
hear the
of
song.
Your love. My darling, I can't
oh,
get
Barry,
enough.
Oh, Barry White.
Barry White. There we go.
I was
going to
say Barry Gibb.
It wasn't Barry Manilow, so I got rid of him.
Barry Gibb is definitely not a thing. All right. Everybody stare at the table. What's the only New England state that doesn't have an Atlantic Ocean coastline?
Vermont,
yes. You guys knew it right off the top of your head.
It does have a lake front, however.
Champlain. Mm-hmm. Up by Burlington.
Yeah, there is a little bit of beach country in New Hampshire, huh?
There is, Portsmouth.
Oh, there you go. In what movie do you find a character named Naven Johnson? Very, very
Sounds
famous
familiar.
Comedy. Very famous comedy. From the 80s, or 70s or 80s, if I remember correctly. I'm getting old.
Is it
Steve Martin.
It is. Is it The Jerk?
It's The Jerk.
Oh,
is that what you said?
Wow.
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay. But, you know, you're in the right wheelhouse there. Steve
Martin's
The Jerk.
The Jerk is really a very funny movie.
Yes, it is. What famous drummer once played for Rory Storm and the Hurricanes? Very, very famous drummer.
Buddy Rich?
Think more competent.
One arm or two arms?
Two arms.
That's a good question.
Thing to ask me. Absolutely. We're not going Def Leppard here. A very, very famous mediocre drummer.
Ringo Starr?
Possibly the most famous mediocre drummer of all time.
Well, it was the mediocre that got it. Yeah.
I know I've already said it, even on the air this season, but it's just one of the most delicious word turns I've heard over the last 4 months. It's like... The person interviewing John Lennon, do you think Ringo Starr is the best drummer of all time? I don't even think he's the best drummer in the Beatles.
That's so good.
Oh, that's just the best. Okay. What movie character used what was called a Mauser C-96 as his primary weapon?
It wasn't James Bond.
No. Probably not because Mauser. This weapon is a blaster, as it is called in this movie.
Star
universe.
Wars?
Yes. So what
Han
movie
Solo.
Character? It was Han Solo had a Mauser C-96. Yes. Hmm. For anybody that saw the Solo movie last summer, you know where he got it. And now you know that.
That thing, so, that thing was just auctioned off recently.
I know. Spoiler.
Spoiler. Yeah. He Spoiler. Has a gun.
What scientific belief does the Universal Zetetic Society champion? Z-E-T-E-T-I-C. Universal Zetetic Society.
Nope.
What belief?
A lot of big stuff on the internet this week about
this body.
It's
not the Earth is flat.
Yes, it is. It's the flat earthers. Absolutely.
Really?
People believe that. Are we going to get mail if we say this? But how can people actually believe that?
A YouTuber several years ago proffered a $100,000 prize for someone that could solve a airline map problem of flying from a certain point, taking one right turn, flying, taking another right turn, but being able to, on the surface, return to the original city of origin, and mathematically someone solved this problem. And the guy was like, well, yeah, but, you know, I don't have the money. It's just, it caught a lot of media this last week. So, yeah, the flat earthers, I don't get it either. And several of them play in the NBA, which is super, super weird. Super, super weird.
Well, if you took off from the North Pole and flew directly south, like to the equator,
yeah,
and then took a right, and then took another right, yeah, you'd end up where you started.
It's a curved surface, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Makes sense to me.
Yes.
Let's see. Where would you find cerumen? C-E-R-U-M-E-N.
In your
earwax.
Earwax.
Yeah, earwax.
Ooh.
Nasty.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about that Mythbusters episode where they made the earwax candles. Oh,
that's disgusting.
Pretty brutal.
Let's move on. Next question.
What do I remember from that episode? That
Carrie Byron.
Grant Carrie Byron, who, by the way, was in Flint recently.
Yes.
I saw that. Gosh, I'm like, oh, we got to get in our chem club to go and meet her.
We could have had her here.
Oh. Grant Imahara trying to make that candle. Oh. He could not gag while building it. It was, and they kept the camera on him the whole time. I'm like, oh, I do not need
how
to
many latex
that.
Gloves do you have to wear in
at least 100.
Yes,
at least 100. All right, one more question before we call it quits here. Who is the first actor who won Best Actor Oscars 2 years consecutive?
Tom Hanks.
Wasn't Tom Hanks. It was long before him.
De Niro.
A classic
Douglas Fairbanks
actor. In you're in the right wheelhouse.
Hank Fonda.
He was a sort of a straight man comedy drama kind of actor.
Spencer Tracy.
Oh, Spencer Tracy. Wow, my clue must have been really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Spencer Tracy. Doesn't say the movies of the year.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and Desk.
No,
probably.
No, it was before that. It was before I think one of them was the guy he played.
Was it Woman of the Year?
Yeah, Woman of the Year was one of them, I think.
Woman of the Year.
And where he plays the reporter. Was the other one.
No.
Oh, man. It's much more gentle, Bell, this time around. But the time has come for us to say goodbye. Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Farewell.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.